Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk about the Blue Jay football with head coach Caleb Moeller. The Blue Jays get a nice bounce back win. Their second of the season last week with a game against Hiawatha that resulted in a 35-0 shutout win. And I mentioned the win felt good, coach, after a tough loss. And the fact that, you know, the game didn't come down to the closing minutes like the first couple did had to be a kind of a nice feeling for you there on Friday night to just sit back and you and the team all be able to enjoy it and get a few other guys in, right?
Yeah, we played a good game, and you know, mentioning about four quarters, the first two games we've had to play those four quarters and compete, and then you know, our challenge to them this week was to you know, impart our brand on them and make them quit in the fourth quarter, and you know, I thought we did a good job of staying after them and playing those four quarters like we know how to do. And then by the fourth quarter, we were kind of able to, get some more guys in there, that we needed to see time from, and getting some young guys in there, also.
I want to start by asking you in this game about your defense. I mean, obviously you pitch a shutout, and that's a good accomplishment within itself, but the fact that you didn't give up a first down until the final couple minutes of that game, I mean, that's pretty tough to do against anybody, coach. Like, what was your defense, doing so well there last Friday?
Yeah, you know, our defense, you know, Coach Hamilton and Coach Brueggemann, they're doing a great job on defense. They've got good schemes going on. They like to change things up and, never let the offense feel comfortable with what they're doing. And the kids just do their job every play. And that's the only way that the defense works. And that's what we talk about, each week, is doing your job to the best of your abilities and doing it well and trusting the guy beside you to do his. And we did that all night long. And, you know, looking at Hiawatha and looking at film, they were able to move the ball on some teams and, you know, just really surprised at what we did and our performance and the kids' effort, for all four quarters and the focus and lock-in that they had, throughout that game was amazing. And obviously giving us some good field position on offense and yeah, being able to execute there, you know, offensively, we saw some good things and, you know, we were about 50-50 on yards, pass and run, and we were able to hit some big plays. And, it was nice to see that, where we really haven't had that throughout the season. So, you know, things are coming along, well. You know, my challenge to the guys this week was to, you know, after obviously the win against, Holton, that week of practice, we're kind of relaxed and, maybe didn't, focus or didn't have the right focus going into week two. And, you know, obviously, this week having a win and throughout this week, we just got to be locked in, and be ready for Royal Valley.
One other topic I wanted to hint on last week, and that's personnel. I know you had a few guys banged up. You had a few guys that didn't play last week, and you've been talking about, you know, some sophomores and underclassmen really pushing for more minutes. So I know, you know, just a few little changes and some guys that you had to move around and have play bigger roles last week because of some guys being out. Do you feel like you've been able to, especially after last week, just build a lot more depth for your club now here through the first 3 weeks going into district play?
Yeah, you know, we're kind of short at running back, last week and line, and we had some guys step up there and I really, yeah, our depth looks pretty good right now, offensively and defensively. You know, Landon Meyer had a great game, at running back, and he took a step up on just his physicality. And then we had, you know, Curtis Fitzgerald stepped in there. Caleb Brenier had a good game. And yeah, those guys are stepping up, doing their job and had that next man up mentality, and buying some more playing time for, future weeks. And obviously that helps us down the road and we can keep people fresh. You know, on defense, Ian Dieter stepped in there and did a great job. And, that allows us to stay fresher on offense, without having to play two ways, with some of our big guys. And, we saw the result of that on Friday.
You bet. On to district play now. Big game for the Blue Jays. They'll take on Royal Valley this week. We'll talk about it with Coach Moeller after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Caleb Moeller, talking about the football district opener at home, and it's homecoming, in fact, against Roll Valley, and it should be a really good game. Roll Valley is 2-1 as well, but coming off their first loss of the season, so a lot going on, Coach. Homecoming obviously has some distractions, but going into district play, it's a time that you really want your team focused and playing their best football to date. So how's this week been, and how's it going here leading into Roll Valley Friday?
Yeah, Roll Valley is a good team, and obviously with homecoming week, it, you know, the kids are excited about that, but we just talk about, you know, there wouldn't be a homecoming without a football game. So, we've got to prepare for that. You know, Roll Valley is a good team. You know, on film, I mean, they're just huge up front. They've got some playmakers in the backfield, and, you know, underneath their coach there, they've been running that, that offense for a few years now, and they're really getting going on it, and the kids look good running that offense, and they've bought in, and they're running hard, they're blocking hard, and we've got to make sure that we are prepared going into this, and we've had a good work day on Tuesday, and we've got to put another one in today at practice.
Man, to me, this looks like another pretty good matchup, you know, another one that could be fairly lower scoring and you know, come down to a score or two, you know, which you've already had a couple games so far this season. So that's kind of what it looks like to me on paper. I guess, where do you feel like maybe some differences might be in this matchup, or maybe what kind of this matchup might come down to?
Yeah, you know, with the offense that they run and, you know, the lack of possessions that we'll have. Obviously, they want to control the clock. We want to control the clock as well. And like every week, it does come down to turnovers. So, we got to make sure that we take care of the football. You know, we had two, turnovers against Hiawatha, both on, their side of the field. And, you know, that's the difference in a lot of these close ball games is turnovers. And we just got to make sure we clean that up this week. We've had turnovers every week. So, you know, that's kind of one of our goals this week is to take care of the football when we catch it, make sure we tuck it when we go through the line of scrimmage, there's two hands on it, and obviously making sure our snaps are all quality and we're on the same page every snap.
I guess the final thought is, it sounds like, you know, you had some guys banged up, missed some time last week, but it sounds like you're getting healthier and you've been able to work on, you know, some things like you mentioned last week. So do you like where your team's at, just kind of health wise and their mindset here going into district play in week four?
Yeah, we're getting back healthy here, and you know, we had some guys set out last week, and you know, looking at how they came back to practice this week, and it was probably a good idea to have them rest up, and they've got some fresh legs and ready to go, and you know, obviously going to districts, we want to be playing the ball that we need to play, and obviously these are some big games, and you know, first week of districts, everyone's 0-0 again. And our goal, every day is to go 1-0. And on Friday, that's the same expectations as to end the night 1-0.
Should be a big game, Coach. Best of luck on Friday night against Royal Valley. And, thanks for your time. We'll chat again next week.
Yep. Thanks, Justin.
Coach Caleb Moeller of the Sabetha Blue Jays, the weekly locker room chats on KNZA and MSC Sports are brought to you by Sailor Insurance Service, by Garrett Country Mart, and by CNK Service in Sabetha.